Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Ho, ho, ho. You know, we're in the holiday spirit. When you're listening to this, it's probably going to be December or even
Happy
onwards.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And if you guys aren't watching the video, you're missing out on a treat right now, okay? You're missing out on...
How so?
On, you know, me wearing a onesie as a 25-year-old.
You didn't even, like...
But not just, like, any onesie.
No? What kind?
It's a Harry Potter onesie.
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And on top of that, we're indoors recording this. I got earmuffs on.
What an intro.
My handy dandy, you know, my slippers, penguin slippers on.
What's new?
I'm just like in the holiday spirit, you know? So like, how are you in the holiday spirit recently?
What an intro, guys.
She was like, I'll start this one. I know that you were trying to get a matching Harry Potter onesie with me. So don't act like this
was
is just me. Yes, you keep asking me every single day, when am I going to get you a Harry Potter onesie?
Yeah, just to make, like, conversation.
That's not true. Don't try to act cool now.
Anyways, importantly, as you guys know, I'm a best-selling author. Has fun poetry.
Right.
But fun fact, I don't like to read.
Yeah.
I like to read nowadays. But when I was younger, I didn't like to read. Completely opposite of my sister, who owned every single goddamn book in the world.
Mm.
Her favorite being the Harry Potter series.
As she should.
Which is crazy because I have never read a single Harry Potter. I have never watched a single
Harry
Potter movie.
That was almost a deal breaker when we met.
Yeah. But she was all, every single day, she tells me, we're going to watch Harry Potter one day.
I said that or your sister said that?
You said that.
Oh, okay.
Since we met.
Oh, okay.
And you know what happened? You know what finally happened?
What finally happened? Tell me.
Stupefy!
Oh, God. Yeah. Bro, you will not understand the amount of peace I've gotten in the last few weeks after him watching the movies and him understanding the references and the spells and like Dobby and just like
Dobby.
I call him like Dobby.
You can't just say, all right, that's like me calling you like
you do call me that. But, you know, just, like, the piece, like, after we watched all the movies the other day.
Yeah, I get
I just
it now.
Went through my camera roll and went through when I went to, like, the Wizarding World in London. And I just showed him all the pictures because I was, like, because I showed him before, but he didn't get it.
No.
But now he actually gets it. And he's, like, wow, that's, like, Hogwarts.
Yeah, Shafai. No, like, you know, I'm not a big, like, sci-fi fantasy guy. Like, I'm not into, like, Star Wars or I'm not into, like, Star Trek. What else is there? All that heebie-jeebie stuff.
Right.
Just too much for my head. But that Harry Potter stuff, that shit hit. I'm not gonna lie, that shit was fire.
Yeah. You liked it?
Yeah.
Favorite one?
Prisoner of Azkaban. Drop your favorite Harry Potter in the comments if y'all haven't seen it, y'all missing out.
Yeah,
listen,
actually.
If you need someone to tell you watch it, watch that shit right now. That shit fire.
It's so crazy because, like, is this his first time watching it?
Yeah, I'm basically an expert
and he
now.
He thinks he's an expert.
I'm an expert now. I know.
He like just keeps saying stupefy and Expelliarmus. Oh no, you keep saying Expecto Patronum.
Expecto Patronum. I'm trying to join like fan. If y'all got like
fanfics, you still have to do the Pottermore.
If y'all got like alternate universe like Reddit pages like that y'all run, like let me know. Like I'll.
But
tap
before
in.
We start the episode, what would your Patronus be?
My what?
Your Patronus. What animal would it be?
Probably like a tadpole. I don't know. Like, what would yours be?
Maybe like a deer.
So literally what it was.
A peacock maybe. Like a flamingo. It can be anything. It can be a stag. It can be a rabbit.
A stag?
Yeah, remember? I think Snape's was
tell
a
him,
stag.
Tell him your wizard name.
What's my wizard name?
You told me the other day.
I forgot what my... Tell them yours since you want to talk about
mine
it.
Mine was like Woodloo Doodloo.
All right, welcome back to our podcast called Difficult Dish, a podcast about different South Asian narratives. I'm your co-host, Mula Khan.
And I'm your other co-host, Mahsnoor Munir.
I forgot the name.
Mahsnoor Munir.
Today we're talking about something quite...
Wait, why are you... Slow down. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer,
wow.
Whatever y'all listen on, leave us a rating, a review, please. If y'all watching on YouTube, we love you a little bit more. Drop a comment on, you know, like what, you know, your favorite part about the episode. Stay tuned for the emoji at the end. We drop emojis at the end. If you drop that emoji in the comments,
Keep going.
Oh, I thought you told me stop.
No.
If you drop the emoji in the comments, 5 points. 5 points.
5 points of Gryffindor.
Five points.
I love like that we have new mics and this is like out of control for you because you just like
I get, you know.
Oh god.
Yeah, I got options.
We're doing a little rotation. Oh wow, that was a good one.
Sorry. What were you talking about?
But we're talking about today. Spending habits, right? The other day, Mahsnoor came to me and he's like, I got a good podcast idea. I got a good episode, you know?
Influenced
and it's just
by
gonna be
real world events.
Real world events, you know, real life experiences. We're gonna be talking about spending habits, the good, the bad, is there a balance? What kind of like influenced it? Why do we think that we are the way we are right now? You know?
Yeah.
And we have episodes like this that are related to like scarcity mindset and like budgeting tips and, you know, financial literacy and things like that. So if you want to scroll down into like our past episodes from the summertime and like before that, you are more than welcome because those are like more, you know, like detailed about different topics.
Yeah.
Whereas this one is more like, where does the spending trauma / habits come from?
No, I think this one is more focused on like poor spending habits. Like we've done like how we become financially independent, we've done like scarcity mindset, like what we're scared to spend money on, but I think this one I want to focus on like what we spend too much money on, why South Asians, like we know there's two conversations. There's a conversation like why they don't spend any money and why they spend too much money. We've done the why they don't spend any money. This one's gonna be the why South Asians can't spend a lot of money on like whatever they're spending money on, like where those habits come from.
Which one do you think you fall under right now? Like, what inspired this?
Nah, because I think what inspired this is like when I was traveling, I was in South America, right? And everything is cheaper there, right? And so I found myself purchasing things that I would just never purchase in America, like steak, okay? Like,
that's a good thing.
I enjoy steak, right? But I can never justify paying $30, $35, $40 for a freaking slab of steak in America.
Right.
I just feel stupid.
Right.
I'll pay $6. I'll pay $7.
Yeah.
So I was, and then like that would, you know, then I would eat some freaking like oysters. And then I would eat like some pan seared exotic fish that I would just like never order in America. And I think like, I just found myself, then I caught myself, I was like, man, like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I, like, trying, I wasn't trying to live lavishly, but I was like, why is this stuff important to me? Why can I not just go eat, like, 10-cent tacos? Like, why do I have to be doing this? And I realized it was because, you know, like, it's just, like, a luxury that I just don't indulge myself in, like, when I'm in America, because I just can't justify, like, the price or, like, the amount that, like, I'm paying for. But that kind of triggered like thinking about other stuff that I'll spend like a lot of money on, like, and while I was traveling, I found myself spending more money on like experiences, like going out or like buying stuff for my friends, and like, you know, whereas like I would never buy dinner for the table like in America for like 3 or 4 of my friends because it would be like $200, and like I just, that's not like normal, you know, like you don't go out with 4 of your friends like expect to pay the whole table, you know?
You know what? I feel like sometimes when you travel, like, not you, but, like, anyone, you have, like, an alter ego, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
It's like, oh, like, I'm spending money on this credit card, but that's not me.
Yeah.
Someone else's credit card. But also, I think it's important to, like, experience the local culture and food in different places.
Yeah, I think I was just trying to say, like, I'll spend money on, like, on traveling experiences.
Yeah.
But yeah, that just kind of inspired, like, why I want to talk about this. And coming back to America, now unemployed.
Oh, wow, we're dropping that?
I mean, I don't know if I said that before. Did I? I don't know. I'm unemployed right now.
He's jobless.
And I have found myself not changing my spending habits at all.
By the way, you didn't get fired. Like, the disclaimer, you did not get fired.
I parted ways with my company. Yeah,
he left.
People
are thinking you got fired.
Yeah, I've realized that I have not changed at all. Like, on my
in fact, it's gotten worse.
On my walk over here, I was like, damn. You know, I was like, I have, like, a bag full of groceries, two coffees, like... Anyways, yeah, that kind of inspired why I want to talk about this.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so, really up your alley right
that's
now.
That's like it's what I'm feeling. You know, I got a heavy thought, heavy head on my shoulders.
We're talking about this like off the whim, but this is like something he's been thinking about. Like, yeah, this is like his
sensitive
life right
material.
Now. Like, sensitive material. So, you know.
Yeah, but where you want to start? If you want to start off with like talking about, you know, we as South Asians, Bengali Americans. Yeah. Our parents and aunties, all parents, they could spend money on God knows what.
They can spend money
for God knows what reason
on
too,
anything. Yeah, you know? they can spend on things that they don't necessarily need instead of the things that they might need.
Break that down. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Obviously, this is like not everyone, but from like what I've seen in the community and just people.
Yeah.
Again, these are all our personal experiences. We're not generalizing, but facts. From what I've seen, you know.
Yeah.
There are people that buy a lot of materialistic things, like hoarding brown clothes for events that they need
all those saris.
They need 500.
They need all the saris.
Salar kameez and saris.
They need all them. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So they're hoarding brown clothes and they're hoarding different things like jewelry for events and things like that.
Yeah, they'll
whereas
get to it.
They're saying they don't have money to pay the bills, like bills to live, but they need 1,000 pairs of shoes for an event.
Yeah,
right. So
yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that like what I've seen, there are a lot of people, not a lot, but I'm like the people that didn't grow up with wealth and like a money like that. They spend money on materialistic things to kind of show off and make it seem like they got it better.
Break that down.
And it's just for like reputation.
Yeah.
You know?
But why do you
it's
think
it's like flashy.
But why is that important to them? You know, I feel like there are different types of people. Like I don't care about showing off. You know, like I don't care about like posting like what I got for, like for other people. But like Why do you think it's such a big deal for like our parents or just like not our parents specifically, but you know, brown people to like you know the Facebook posts, you know the Fit Pics.
Yeah.
Why think so?
I'm not really sure. I think it's just to make it seem like you're making it in America and like your move from another country was worth it. Mm. You know.
But it's not just in America, you know.
It's yeah.
That Monty's over there still be
aunties
on
aunties and uncles.
And uncles, man, the uncles.
Uncles, what did they buy?
They buy goddamn lotto tickets.
Lotto tickets every
whoever
day.
Whoever has the most lotto
but
tickets.
I feel for the lotto tickets because it's like, damn, like you're really trying to win some money.
Yeah, I guess.
And it's like very frustrating, I feel like, when you do see that in your community and you grow up with that because it makes it seem like money is so abundant for things that are not necessary. Whereas the things that you need to, like, survive, it's suddenly, like, you have no money.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it, like, warps your mind into believing that all this money is out there for you for, like, useless stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, when it comes to, like, necessary things like food, living, you know, like, having a house, like, it's suddenly you have no money.
And like, it could be really heartbreaking, like, hearing your parents say that they don't have money for, like, a bill or for, like... life, but like you see all this stuff in there in the house, and you see like all this stuff that goes to waste. You know, like I think brown people can be big hoarders, and brown people can like be very wasteful too.
Yeah,
like,
you know, I was actually talking about this with a friend. It's like I've seen so many people become hoarders, and they just have stuff from so many years ago, things that they've never used. And when you are in an environment and you grow up in a house where like there's just an abundance of things that are just not necessary, like you can throw out things from 2001, like
you don't need those like newspapers. Yeah, you don't need those newspapers.
But I'm saying like when you have like all these things around you, it makes you feel so cluttered, and it makes you feel like these things are running out.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, people are holding on to it because of the memories, but because they also feel like they're not going to get it again or something like that.
Yeah.
It makes you like in your mind, it makes you feel like there are opportunities that you're not going to get again, or those opportunities are never going to come to you, or like the money is never going to come to you. And that's how like scarcity mindset comes out to be. So I think it's very like it's such a big cycle, you know, like even if you don't grow up with that much money, and you see your parents or family members or community members buying all this stuff that they don't need just to like show off. And then there's just like an abundance of non-necessity things in the house. You just grow up kind of having that same like unhealthy relationship with money and like spending, you know?
And I also think it's like tied into like a lot of time, like our parents will just not know like the right thing to spend their money on. Like they're just like firing from the hip, though. Like they're just like trying to figure it out in the meantime. And, like one thing I want to bring up is like brown people like have with them like being like new to the country, like we have really bad just like money management and just like just poor education when it comes to like financial literacy in America. Like, you know, finances are completely different than they are in Bangladesh or in India. And like that's why you see so many like one of my really good friends, his father went to prison for a couple years for tax evasion, and like he had to grow up like without a father for a couple years, like in his later teen years, and like stuff like that. You know, brown people just like they don't really like know what they're getting into, and they don't know that like the choices and like the little like, what's the word, like the little like get bys, like the little like shortcuts that they're trying to take.
That's the word.
You know,
shortcuts. Get bys.
Made that up. The little shortcuts that they're taking, they're like, like thing. They'll like they'll get around like the IRS, like
Mickey Mouse. They will catch
like,
me.
Like then they get up getting caught and it can mess like a whole generation. Like it can mess the life of like more people than just yourself.
You know what's crazy? I was like thinking about this the past few days because I also hung out with a friend and I was talking to her about how I got my first pair of Uggs a few years ago. And it's just so crazy because like we're laughing at it now, but I remember in high school, like you remember all the Shada Manush, like they had the Uggs, you know, they had multiple pairs. It was like a big trend back then in high school to have Uggs, right?
I don't know what y'all went to.
Oh, okay. In my high school, we had that, right? And I never had Uggs. I always had the knockoffs.
Yeah, we know.
And so in my head, and it's not like my parents couldn't buy me that. Like, they could. Like, my parents, they gave me everything that I wanted, even if we didn't have that much money compared to other kids. But it's like I was too scared to ask them for it because I didn't want to like, you know, ungrateful.
Yeah.
So I had the knockoffs, and then in my head, to make myself feel better, I was like, Uggs are ugly anyway. I don't want them. To make myself feel better, I was like, why the hell would I want Uggs? Like, you're ugly. The Uggs are ugly. Like, I'm fine here with my knockoffs. While, like, my fake Uggs were, like, ripping. Yeah. Like, the snow was going inside my feet.
Thing. I used to do the same thing.
Now just to Uggs, make yourself feel better. Yeah. The snow was literally, like, in my socks. I'm like, I'm fine. I was having, like, tears in my eyes. I'm okay. But anyway, it just makes you seem... And, like, now, with my first pair of Uggs, it's, like, low-key a celebration because it's, like, damn, like, I finally made it in a small way where I can, finally like, get it. Myself that small thing that, like, heals my inner child, you know? And it just, like, shows you how, like, when you have parents or, like, family members and people that you grew up around that just, like, collect things, but then they always complain about not having enough money, it makes you feel like you can't, like, get things as well or ask them for things because, like, you should be grateful.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like very interesting how that kind of like follows you through the years. And like, I'm kind of working on that mindset now as an adult. But even then, it's like still so hard for me to kind of just like completely forget about it and learn it. But yeah, it stays with you, you know?
You know how our parents will, like, hoard clothing from, like, 500 years ago?
Yeah.
But, like, if our closets got, like, a little too full, like...
A little too, like...
they start throwing stuff away for us.
It's so crazy because, like, after... When I used to live at home, like, my mom would always be like, oh, like, you're so unorganized, like, blah, blah, like, wait till you have your own place, like, you're not gonna be able to handle it. And now that I have my own place, everything is so, like, organized and, yeah, like, tip-top. And I'm like, damn, I just needed my own space to just, like, have my own, like,
yeah,
you know, dealing with it.
How you feel about, like, them saying, like, oh, it's, like, all just, like, sentimental value, like, all of it.
I understand that some people, like, especially if you have OCD or, like, something, you're very attached to your things, even if you haven't even looked at it in, like, 20 years. You just, like, have a comfortable feeling that you know that it's there. Comfortable. Convertible. Comfortable.
Convertible.
Comfortable feeling. But, yeah, I don't think that things have sentimental feeling. Like, you do also do this thing. Bro, it pisses me off. So, like, I'm trying to, like, unhoard, right? Like, I'm trying to unlearn that and, like, just keep a... Also, I live in a studio in New York City. It's not like I have that much room. This man, like, he'll keep, like, the plastic that something comes in. He'll be like, no, like, I'll use it later. He never repurposes it.
I'll keep... If it's from a special event, I'll keep it. Like, for example, my last day at my company, they blew me balloons. I like balloons. So I kept one of the balloons, and it's in my bag. You know,
you still have it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
So that's sentimental, right?
But you got to keep a place for that. Like, now as I get older, I have a box for my sentimental memories.
I do, too.
Your backpack? You mean my backpack?
Nah, I got that. Damn, I got to walk you through. You got a sentimental box?
I do.
I've never seen it.
It's pretty new. It's under my bed.
Oh, it's new?
It's not new. I've had it for, like, the past year or something.
Nah, I've had, like, I got, like, a real, like,
What do you have in there? You literally have your SpongeBob stuff. Plushie in there, don't you? I know you do.
I got so much stuff. I'm a big sentiment guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
it's but just anyway, like that. Things have artsy sentiment, partsy. Obviously, but you gotta, like, realize that some things are just in your head.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way, like, 500 newspapers have sentiment to you. Like, what's the sentiment, you know?
All right, let's get into it.
Oh, hey, yo.
You tell me some that you spend too much money on. If anything.
You want to start off?
You know what? I'll start off.
You start off because.
Yeah, quick introduction. She is actually very, very. I'm not going to say good with money. She just doesn't spend money on anything for herself.
No, I'm good with money.
I wouldn't say that's like good with money. I just think you
there's
just,
always a balance,
like, you're talking about hoard, like, you hoard your money. You're like, you're like, I'm not doing anything. Like,
I'm starting off with, like, the most obvious one. As you can see, I was a barista for, like, 5 6 years.
I feel like you mentioned this in every single video.
I'll go buy this really quick. I don't know for what reason. I just love buying coffee outside, and the bad part is I don't buy just one. I buy, like, 3 coffees a day.
Bro, it's so funny. For no reason, bro. Mashun and his sister will go anywhere for vacation or, like, anywhere. They'll always be, like, bothering the people. Yo, like, coffee shop? Yo, like, coffee time? And it's like, no one wants to go because we're at home having family time, drinking coffee at home. Coffee shop time? No, like,
we're with
a baby. We're like an infant. Coffee time?
We're with her. And it's funny because, like, my sister pulled me aside. She was like, yo, Mashun, like, I think this is just us.
It is just you.
Like, we got there, and, like, I just instantly, like, it was forced against me. Like, I just opened up my Maps app, and I just searched up coffee shop near me.
I remember it was, like, Christmas time, and we were at my parents' house. Everything was closed. I've never gone to coffee shop, even though I grew up there over 20 years. Coffee shop? And then we go somewhere, it's, like, closed. And I'm like, what did you expect?
No, you know, like, but, like, I kind of get it from my parents. Because they love coffee.
Right.
They love coffee. Yeah, that has no correlation.
I was trying to blame it
on somebody else.
Trying to make yourself feel better.
Nah, but I think it just comes from, like, I just like being outside. I don't like being home all day. I'm not, like, I can't spend all day inside. Like, I need to go outside for, like, one thing a day.
Yeah, that's fine. You can go outside without having to buy something.
It's funny. Like, if I...
It's like if I have like errands for the day, like say like the one thing I had to do for the day was like go get groceries, or the one thing I had to do for the day was like go drop off a mail. Like I just convinced myself like, oh, I need to have a coffee in my hand to go do it.
What? I get that. I've seen that before, but it's like he does this, like he got this coffee right now and then he brought out a poppy drink just for this video, just so he has things in his hand, which is fine. But you do this thing where it's like every single time you come over to record or whatever, you just have items that you got. Like that's your thing. Like you just need to have something bought.
Yeah, I just need like something in my hands. Feel me?
Just
like
get a leaf.
No, because like my mom always told me like to never like come home empty handed, you know, to like
don't try to blame it on her.
I'm just trying to blame my mom. Nah, but you know, like I'll be honest, I'm going out again like in like the evening. I'm gonna buy another coffee. And I don't need to.
And
I
then
can't
he
stop
complains
myself.
About sleep bad.
I can't stop myself. I don't know why. That's a poor spending habit.
Okay, I don't think it's poor because at the end of the day, because I also thought it was poor. But I feel like that's also scarcity mindset, because if you convince yourself that you spending $4 on a coffee every single day is breaking your bank, it's not. Obviously, you don't have to buy like 6 coffees a day when you can just make it at home. But at the end of the day, like how much are you really saving?
Yeah.
But what's like, what more do you do? You know, let's get to like the juicy.
No, you know, I'll make this quick. I actually know worse. This actually just clicked in my head.
Okay.
This I just had a revelation.
Damn, we're in therapy
right now?
I had
a revelation right now.
Right.
I think I know where this came from.
Oh, the coffee?
The coffee.
Okay.
I think because I've worked in coffee shops for years and years, from 18 to 22, I worked in coffee, and I never paid for coffee. So I got as much coffee as I wanted for absolutely free. And
even when you lived in Orlando, you would get it for free.
Even when I knew everybody. I just gotten so much coffee for free. I just, you know, just like have to keep it going.
Right.
That's
you
all.
Can't just break the streak.
Stay tuned.
So did you ever think about how like this might be your modern day edition of hoarding?
I don't hoard coffee.
We're not going to talk about how you just never finish any of them and you just, like, put
it
away.
That's also a bad habit. Like, I'll buy it. I'll have a sip. Be like, okay, good. Anyways, what about you?
It's like, what literally not funny at all. It's, like, maybe just, like a personal problem.
What, you think I have a problem?
I think you have a problem.
Do you have a poor spending habit?
I have a poor habit of not spending. Bro, the thing about me is that, like, I'll spend money on business. I'll spend money on people. I'll spend money.
That's two lies.
Yeah, on business.
And, on like, business?
Yes.
Tell them what we did for the first photo shoot.
Okay, but everything
no
else?
No studio rental, no photographer, no nothing. She said, Mashun, come and do it all for me. You spend money on business,
everything else like apparel and stuff. God, I made him sick.
Good jokes.
So I spend money on my loved ones, like I'll buy them stuff, you know. My love language is like giving to other people, you know, family members, loved ones, this and that, right? Too much sometimes. My love language is not me. It's not myself. It's not giving to myself. Sometimes like I'll be thinking about like getting myself something for fun, like, you know, the game of Zelda. Like I'll be thinking about like getting I was telling Mashun yesterday. I was like, you know what was a good investment that I made lately? He was like, what? And I was like, shower caps.
How much was it?
Bro, I had the shower cap, right? You know, like when you go into the shower, you don't want to wash your hair, you put on a shower cap. So I had this one shower cap that was from like the dollar store, from whatever, right? It like stretched out so much that it wasn't even covering my hair anymore, and like I had to take a claw clip and like pin it to the back to like cinch it together to like kind of protect my hair. But even then, it wasn't working, you know. And the dollar store like near me is not there anymore, so I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna be like without a shower cap. Finally, I got a 3-pack of shower caps for like $4.
Fire.
It's just like I kept forgetting, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know how you keep forgetting to like buy socks for yourself? That's why I have to like get you some, like I have to get it for you sometimes, like necessity items. So anyway, I forgot. And then I got the shower caps and I was like, wow.
Yeah, how you feel?
Why did I wait that long?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
So it's very hard for me to like
so that doesn't
take care of
that
myself.
That doesn't
sometimes.
Like teach you that it's
but
good to do stuff like
I've
that.
I've been getting better. Like the other day, let me tell you, the other day I vlogged a video for YouTube, my fall night routine, and I said there were all these like fall winter candles at Target, and I'm not going to get one because I already have like so many candles, right?
True.
I went back and I got a candle.
Damn.
And not the $5 one, the $10 one.
My
yeah,
boy.
My boy. Yeah. And the thing is, like, I've just been like, the initial thought for me is like, don't spend that money, like scarcity mindset, right? But I've been slowly trying to like unlearn it.
Mm.
So like me coming back home and realizing that, like, oh, that wouldn't have made that much of a difference. I went back and got it. Obviously, there should be like a balance with it all. Like, I can't say that to every single thing. But yeah, so like I have been getting better at that. You know, something else that I've been getting better at is like spending money on food. And I know what you're thinking. Like, no, that's not true. But I used to, like, if you watch my previous YouTube videos from, like, a year ago, like, how to save money, how to budget, I would always be, like, my max to spend money on food from outside, like, takeout or, like, eating at a restaurant would be, like, once a week. And I, like, swore by that, right?
Yeah.
Which is smart because, like, you know, you get money, more money to, like, eat at home and, like, save that, right?
Yeah.
But I've been better at, like, if I have a craving, like, I'm probably going to get it.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. That's facts. That's facts.
Like,
that's
true. You know, like, the other day I was craving wings and, like, I didn't have wings at home.
She made it happen.
And I would usually just, like, go to sleep because I'm like, all right, might as well go to sleep instead of eat my craving. But then I went out and I got it.
Facts.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I do the same thing with traveling. I feel like traveling-wise, like, it's a chance to be your alter ego.
Yeah.
And you have the chance to, like, experience new food. So, like, when I went to Paris, I had my escargot.
Mm.
I had my French onion soup. You know, I had all the French food, which is just, like, French onion.
Yeah, like, when you're like, overseas, you just get, like, this ambition to,
yeah,
like, do stuff you would never do at home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I was about to go, like, paragliding. I would never do
As
that
As you
here.
Should.
You know, I would never get the urge to do that here.
But I think there's a balance. So, like, obviously, when you go on vacation, sometimes it's hard to, like, manage your money and it's hard to, like,
yeah,
keep
track.
Yeah. And you kind of just spend whatever you want. But this year, I made sure to have more discipline with traveling
discipline.
And booking those flights so that I don't spend so sporadically just every single week, you know? Like, some people are, they travel, like, very constantly. I'm not pointing any fingers, but I'm saying, like, I made that, like, goal with myself to, like, prevent that.
No, but there's nothing wrong with, like, sporadic traveling and spending more money
no,
than, like,
I'm not
have
saying,
to, like,
I'm not saying.
In, like,
it's good to travel.
Colombia.
It's good to travel. But I think sometimes it's good to have continuity and, like, some routine
continuity.
To, like, keep you accountable.
Yeah, she's killing it this episode. She's
yeah.
killing it.
Yeah.
All right.
Had to be said.
I got going off of, like, what you said, to get a little personal.
Hey.
One thing that I have a bad habit spending money on, and everybody relates to this, but it's food. I love food. I love eating out.
Damn, he's
I
talking
love,
right at the camera right now. Like,
I
he's
love,
talking to the soul.
I love, like, trying new things. I love all that. And I think, you know, like, different people have different reasons for being, like, really into food. Some, for most people, it's, like, not that deep. People just love food, whatever. But I think, for me, it comes from a place of, like, growing up, I knew we didn't have a lot of money. So I didn't want to constantly ask, like, my mom for money for stuff, you know. But regardless of, like, how little we may have had in the situation, my mom always made sure that we had food at home. And that's one thing, like, I could always, you know, shout out my mom to. You know, some years I wouldn't have, like, you know, these shoes or, like, this video game or, like, this or that, but we would always make sure we have food. You know, my mom always, like, even if it wasn't, like, a lot at the time, you know, it didn't have to be, like, a, but she always made sure, you know, we had full plates. And I think that's, like, that
has manifested into, like, me just having, like, a deep, 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 just, like, love, like, love, love for food, you know, because I know, like, how much my mom always, like, made sure that we had it, you know. So I think that's where, like, my obsession comes from. And, you know, it's gone down a bad path where I'll spend, you know, God knows how much every single day on just, like, new food. And, like, it's not even, like, unhealthy eating. I just love just, like, trying new stuff. I don't know. Like, all types of food. And I think, you know, a lot of people have that bad spending habit. And I don't know how to make that any better. Obviously, it's just, like, spend less and to, like, cook more. I also love cooking, you know. So, like, it's not even about, like, the spending out or spending money outside. Like, I also love to cook and I love to, like, make my own food. But I also love to go out, you know. So, I don't know. Do you have, like, a remedy for my problem?
I don't know if I have a remedy for your problem. But maybe it's just you feeling like that because you're in New York. Like, you have such a surplus of different foods.
No, it's like this in Orlando. I ate up, yeah, all the time.
Super Rico. I feel like you
shout
didn't.
Out Super Rico, downtown Orlando.
Oh, I miss y'all. Out with the finger again.
I miss y'all. I ate over there every day.
But you had, like, the same food that you would eat there, and it was kind of just that, and Chipotle.
Yeah.
Here, it's, like, everything.
No, it's just gyro every day.
I think you just have to have more, like, you know, a word that you liked in the last few episodes is, like, mental fortitude.
Mental fortitude.
Like, mental fortitude and, like, discipline.
Big one, discipline.
Like, yeah.
I need that.
It's because it's, I need that. Give it's me a that. Lot better to, like, make the food at home. It's healthier.
It's healthier, but it's not better. That's the thing.
You save more money.
It doesn't taste better, though.
Maybe you just got to get better with cooking. I don't know.
No, it doesn't taste better. You know
what
when
do
you
mean?
Get, you know when you get, like, gyro outside, like, that shit just hit. Like, you can
maybe
never.
Maybe you don't need gyro every day if you can make something else.
I do, though. You got another? I mean, you pretty much said, like, traveling and, like, experiences. That one, too. Obviously, can't control myself. I flew across seas for no reason.
Yeah, at this point, I found a lot of, like, saving money tactics for the things that most people, like, spend money on. Like, I was going to say books, but that's a lie. Mm. I get all my books from the library,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
I was going to say travel, but I take the subway.
Yeah. Big hopper.
I'd walk if I could. Like, yeah, at the end of the day, I feel like kind of what we mentioned, I think, in the last scarcity mindset episode, I don't know if I did, actually. There should be a balance with everything, right? And it's not good to spend too much money, but it's also not good to spend, like, no money at all. And with things like food, like, if we had an unhealthy, like, relationship with money growing up, feeling like we couldn't buy things that we needed and we could only buy things that we wanted, I think it's normal to have this, like, unhealthy relationship with, like, food and, like, bills, yeah, and necessity items like that. But slowly, I think you unlearn it. Like, something that I want to say is that, like, it's going to happen for you. You're going to, and it's like you're feeding yourself good stuff, you know? You, yeah, just, like, slowly got to get into it. And this is also a transition in your life because you're moving, you're changing jobs, like, you know. I think you got to start believing that, like, your money is going to something that's making you happy instead of you constantly thinking your money is depleting out of your account and it's bringing, like, sadness into your life.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, we got to have that mindset shift,
yeah,
you know?
I read this thing before where it was, like, it was like, oh, like, you know, if you have like $30,000 saved, you'll feel really bad spending like $8,000 on like a new Rolex or something, or a new something. Even though, like, even though you worked hard for that money, you saved all that money.
I feel bad.
But you still feel really weird spending that much money. It's because, like, you should be spending, like, the money that you make, that you work so hard for, you shouldn't spend that money on, like, gluttonous things, like new clothing or new, like, whatever, new car, whatever.
Yeah.
You should spend your hard-earned money on, like, assets, or just, like, or starting to, like, build a business, or, like, investing into, like, something to where, like, the money you get from said asset or business or property is the money that you should use to buy something gluttonous for yourself, you know? And, like, I think, like, like I try to like not that specifically, but like a version of that mindset to where like the money I work so hard for, I don't want to use that to like on things that to like indulge in. You know, first I want to like invest in the things that I know are going to better me, which is like, you know, maybe traveling or like trying really hard to like find a better paying job or like investing more money in something that like I'm actually passionate about. And hopefully like once I first take care of those, then I'll be in a much better place to where I could spend like any extra money, like any extra spending money that I have on like a dinner or like a new pair of shoes or something, you know? So it's like, it's first like spending your money on the important things and then afterwards see like what room you have to play with.
Yeah. Like it makes me think about how when I first moved out, I spent thousands and thousands of dollars, obviously getting furniture and like putting down a down payment and first month of rent, like all this and that. And I remember feeling so upset because I'm like, oh my God, this money is gone. Like I lost so much money moving out. Is this even worth it? And obviously in the beginning, it was like 2 years ago, I had that mindset because I didn't have as much money as I do now. But you don't realize like how detrimental that type of mindset has on you, like mental health wise and just like your living situation. Like I was just so depressed. But I think I didn't realize that that was in exchange for me having such a good life now living here and having such a better like mental health place, like being in such a better place, you know? So it's just, you gotta, it's hard, but you gotta think of like the positive end of things, you know? Because I think it just like helps you more and more be like more grateful that you even have the money to spend on something like that. And second, that like you're able to get something good in return with the money that you're getting, you know? And then on top of that, I feel like something that I've been getting better at as I get older is just like, instead of me being upset of like spending a little amount of money on something that I might need, I feel like it's better to spend a little bit more money on like that same thing, but it's better quality that will last me. It's like an investment piece.
That's what my parents always say.
Like, don't buy like a suitcase that's like $30. Like spend like $30 extra to get a better quality suitcase that will last you.
That's why
I
bought the North Face puffer jacket.
Yeah,
because like I knew like not only could I wear it for a long time, but like I'll be happy every single time wearing it. Instead of like being like, oh, here's a jacket. You know, if I spent like $80 on just like a random puffer jacket, it would last a third of the time, and I wouldn't be happy wearing it each time. You know, whereas the North Face spent whatever amount, and like I still wear every day, and like every day, like I still, I'm like,
you feel so happy.
My North Face.
Yeah, you know? That's never gonna.
And that's
like
important.
Be.
That sticks.
Yeah, that sticks.
Yeah, I think that's the most expensive thing I ever bought.
A North Face.
Yeah, the North Face or the Switch. I don't know which one was more.
How much was the North Face?
Like $350.
God damn.
Yeah.
I think my most expensive thing was, like, a laptop.
Other than that, that's, you know, that's for work.
Just normal? Oh, okay.
Yeah, just, like, something, like
for
yourself.
Like, for play, you mean?
Yeah, for play.
For play,
you
okay.
You know, North Face for play.
Yeah. Mashun got me the new Zelda game recently.
Yeah, just came in. Shout out to Zelda. We're so, if you guys know, we asked you guys... We tell you guys what we're going to be talking about in our next episode on our Instagram at Difficultish. We post on our story and we allow you the opportunity to give your response or insight, answer to our question, whatever it is. Follow us on Instagram. You'll see, you know, clips, pictures of us. You know, Spotify Wrapped is out now. If we're on your Spotify Wrapped, I need to see that ASAP.
Yeah,
put that
us.
Up
tag us.
But yeah, this episode we asked y'all, you know, about, you know, what y'all have poor spending habits with. And let's get straight into it.
Please, we have to like never let this man do an outro. All right, someone said, mine is now the opposite. We grew up with not much money, but now that I have money, I spend it way too much.
On God.
On God. On God. That's why it's like,
you ain't have nothing, bro. I had nothing growing up.
And also, when you don't have, like, much financial literacy growing up, like, you don't know how to manage your money as much. You know, you kind of get out of control.
No, like, my dream pair of shoes, Jordan 1s, Chicago's, the red and white Jordans, I always wanted my whole life. First thing I did when I got money, I went and got those.
Yeah,
of
as
course.
You should. As you should.
I never wear them. They're sin. They're collecting dust, but
yeah,
I got them.
Yeah, but it's
them.
Like it makes you happy because you never had the chance to get it when you were younger.
Yeah.
You know? So someone said, terrified of unemployment. So frugal, minimum living, even with a good job.
Yeah, not having like that steady income is
like always spooky. Always feeling like you're gonna get the rug like taken from under your feet, swept from under your feet. The like you can pulled. Be the most secure. Yeah. That's why I feel like that is a probable fear, because it's like you keep saving and saving and saving without actually spending happened. Because you never know. Because never we were know. Always taught growing up, like, oh, what if an emergency happens and you have to like use all your money? What if you get fired? You know?
You know what's crazy?
What?
I used to spend like there was never gonna be no emergency that would ever happen to me, bro. I had nothing to my
what
name.
What age were you when you realized that you had to have like an emergency savings account?
I'm still not there.
Damn.
I save now just so I can see like the dollar amount at my bank account, but like I still live so like fearlessly. Like I still live as if like nothing's ever gonna. Are you checking yourself out right now?
No, I thought there was a bug on my face.
All right. Yeah, I, you know, like, I think I didn't start, like personal. I didn't really have a savings till I was, like, 21, 22.
I mean, it's a privilege to have savings.
Yeah, like, I didn't.
You know, there's actually a small amount of percentage of Americans that have like a good amount of savings.
Yeah, I think like the average 25-year-old has what like $4,000, $4,000.
Yeah, it's so crazy because sometimes we're trained to feel like we're like behind in life, even though a majority of people living in America don't have a good amount of savings. And they're living 50%
of people live paycheck to paycheck.
Yep, that's the reality.
Been there.
Someone said, as a father-in-law, I see my money going to my immigrant parents before I save up for myself.
Facts.
The parents always get it first, huh?
You make $500, you gotta give them $250, just cause.
And they're done that. All right, last one. Someone said, I dropped scarcity mindset when it comes to eating. That's when I realized it's harmful. This one's for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, money goes so quick. You know, I see that Thai tea. Take one of those with the horchata.
Yo, the other day,
add an extra shot.
The other day, he wanted to buy milk, and he came back with 6 beverages. Like I thought that was it, but then he had some like hidden in his pocket.
Listen, I love trying new things, but I also don't. I also love consuming the exact same thing I consume all the time, and I can't stop. Like my Spotify rap came out and like my like specific mode is said like you only listen to the exact same songs all the time.
Right. Like comfort song. You know, like obsessive.
Yeah, so like, you know, this like I only got it because on sale 2 for $4.
Oh, was it?
Shot Poppy, yeah.
We love our Poppy. But we've been in a coconut water phase. We've been in our
in like our self-indulgent phase yeah. mode. Self-indulgent. Make yourself happy.
Get the big packs from, like, Costco.
Yeah, the big boys.
Save money. Why do you always make that sound effect when you talk about big things?
That's the episode.
Yep.
Hope y'all enjoy it. Hope y'all this was relatable. I know we didn't, like, throw too much, like, advice or tips or tricks or anything.
It's just our life.
We just wanted to, like, tell you guys that, like, you know, if you're experiencing these, like, difficulties, if you have money problems, we've been there. I'm still there. She's a lot better now, but, like, I'm still there. I still got money issues. I still don't handle it the best. I still have so far to go.
I'm just saying you got to grow up quick when you live alone.
Yeah, like, responsibilities are important. Like, tending to, like, your priorities is important. But, like, the people that are, like, in it, that are, like, in, like, the hardship, like, the difficulty of, like, figuring out your relationship with, like, managing money, I get it, okay? That's the point of this episode. I get it. I relate to you. I'm with you. And like we're in this together. We're all gonna get better. We're all, you know, I'm wishing all the money in the world for every one of our listeners, for all people of color. And you know, like inshallah we will all become like financially literate. We'll all figure this out together.
Love that.
Know, so. 10-second advice.
I got one.
I just dropped mine, I'm not gonna lie.
That was it?
I guess. You got one?
You gonna take the scapegoat? Either way out. Shortcut.
Go ahead.
Mine is, if you do have a hard time spending money on yourself, maybe have like a day out of the week or a day out of every 2 weeks to just like do something for yourself, whether it is going outside, just for yourself, a place that you've been wanting to go to, but you keep like procrastinating on because you have like more important things to do, or like just buying yourself like a little nibble or like a little fun thing, you know, hot chocolate outside the season, buying a little like ribbon for yourself to wear, you know, just like a small thing, because at the end of the day, it's not going to break your bank. And I know I always say this now, especially at the end of like scarcity mindset episodes, but like that little thing is not going to break your bank, and that small thing is going to make you so happy.
Yeah.
Know? Even if it is temporary joy, sometimes that's like, it helps with the dopamine levels, you know?
Mm. I think building on that, it's very important to remember is consistency. Consistency is the consequence. No, that's not the same. Success is the consequence of consistency.
Wow, that's a good one.
Success is the
consequence. I never heard that one.
Success. Yeah, I made that up. Success is the consequence of consistency. So it's not about, you know, saving $10 for one day and then spending that $10 the next day. It's about saving ten money.
Yeah, we can tell you made it up.
Saving $10 every single day for a week and then having $50-$60 to spend on your Sunday. That's what it's about. You
that's
know,
a
so
good one.
Yeah, I know.
Make a shirt.
Shout out to me.
Put on a shirt.
That's the episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you made it this far, I need to see the goddamn... Just drop some food in the comments. Drop some
any food.
We love food. Anything you want. I like burgers specifically. Big burger guy. Big chicken guy.
I'm a bowl person. I'm a bowl girl.
Yeah, big bowl girl.
Yeah.
Drop those in the comments. If you made it this far, we love you.
Love you.
Thank you. Let us know how you like this episode.
YouTube. Make sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you're listening on. All that. If you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. Yeah. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, @difficultish and @difficultishpodcast.
Yeah. If you're listening on streaming platforms, consider watching us on YouTube. Like, still a lot of y'all, and I'm grateful a lot of y'all listen to us, you know, on streaming platforms. Consider watching us.
But I get it. If you're on the subway, if you're driving, like, I know you can't watch the YouTube. But
still, like, try it out.
It heightens experience. Like, you know, onesie. Like, remember that onesie.
Onesie. You want to see the onesie? YouTube. Thank you guys for listening.
We love you guys.
See you next week.